Okay, my Rev Rabotai, thank you for joining me. Freilich and Chanukah, and all is wonderful, we hope. Okay, let's go on. I wanted to a few dinim with you now. What is necessary? What is the object that is needed to do a bedika? So the Mechaber tells me, if vav, ko bedikos elu, ben bedikos hefsik tahara, ben bedikos ko hashiva, Srichen Leos bebeged pishton, lovon, yashon, o bitsemer gefen, o bitsemer lovon, noki virach. Meaning, the Gemara on Yudzayin Amud Aleph at the bottom, the Gemara says that Chal Beis Munbaz would do their bedikos with various materials, bipakulin, etc., with pishton, with money, dekitma, that are old, the Gemara says, habachachi, habatiki, etc. That's what it says in the Gemara. And based on this, the Mechaber tells me that you should use a beged pishton, lavan yashan, an old white linen garment, or cotton. The Sidre Tahara notes that the Lashon of the Mechaber is that you use cotton for the bedika, implying a wad of cotton, not a cotton cloth. No one understands what on earth he is talking about. Okay? Why not? The word beged over here is distributed, you know? Beged, pishton lavan, obet semer gefen, lachara means bebeged, semer gefen. And it's not reasonable to assume that you should use cotton or plain wad of cotton as a bediga, right? The Sidre Tahara says the wad of cotton is necessary for bediga. That's not so reasonable. Because the idea of a bediga is that you go to the chorin ustakin, like the Mechaber writes in the next line. Right? That you have to go deeply, you have to go around, rotate. If you just use a wad of cotton, it's going to be very difficult to do that. If you use a tampon, it's going to be very hard to get a full-fledged bedika with a tampon, no? Because you're not going to be able to get those Chorin Ustakim. I generally tell people that you should not use a tampon for a bedika, but for a moch dachuk, a tampon is gefaltik. Right? For a moch dachuk, the idea is that it should be there and stay there for a long time, etc. Happens there is some condition that some women get called toxic shock syndrome. You could Google it, whatever, if you leave a tampon in there for too long. One of the doctors who I used to bring in the Shi'ur Manida, Dr. Scott Chudnov, told a story about a woman who ended up sticking a few tampons into her, and like two or three of them were like so deep he needed to surgically remove them. Then the shaila was, she had gone to the mikvah a few times with the tampon in, like super deep. Was that a chatzitza? This is like one for the record books. Don't do that. Don't try this at home, etc. The pashtus is that a beged of tzemer gefen is gevaldik for bedikas. Shulchan Aruch does not tell me how large the bedika cloth should be. Right? It should be large enough that you put the cloth on your finger and you rotate around. So some say, like Rabbi Force has like 3 to 4 inches. Rav Vosner in the Shur Shevet Halevi has 7 to 8 centimeters. And there is no left like us between them because... Gotcha. Okay, now, you should do the bedikos with a beged pishton lavan yashon. It has to be white, right? It could be flax, it could be linen, but it should be white and old. What's the cheshbon for this? So Rashi on Yud Zayin seems to say that an old white garment is more likely to be white. And you get an impression from Rashi that white is le'ikuva. White is le'ikuva. That's the impression you get from Rashi. The Beis Yosef has a discussion about this because the Gemara says, on the other hand, don't use a bedika cloth that is red or black. There's a lot of space between white and red or black, and the Beis Yosef has a lengthy discussion about this. The Beis Yosef seems to conclude it should be white, but we still have to figure out what does white mean. And some argue that the definition of white depends on whether or not you use pastel colors for the kula of Ksamim during Shiva Nekiyim. Or the kula of Ksamim, yes, let's say during Shiva Nekiyim or at other times, right? During Shiva Nekiyim, you're supposed to wear white. But at other times, when the Rama writes that you should wear colored, what's considered colored, right? We had that conversation already. Does a light colored thing count as colored? And L'cha'ayra, some argue that if you are makel on Ksamim, on other colors, so then hu hadin, you should not use it for bedikos. But the pashtus is this entire dimyon is not correct, because we know that we can do bedikos with things which will be matzo midei ksamim. Let's say you have a dover that's not mekabel tuma. You have a synthetic garment. It's not mekabel tuma. Can you do a bediko with it? So there should be no reason not to do a bedika. The pashtus is that my bedika is not there to put myself into a state of tumah necessarily. First of all, it's going to be a dairaisa according to many because of Dilma Hargash's aid. So if you find some dominant, no matter what, you're going to be tumah. Maybe even if you own the Dilma Hargash's aid is dirabonin, the din is not to put yourself in a situation that you become tumah, but the din is to search and to investigate if you have dam. So if that's the case, a synthetic beged counts as a bedika cloth. And if that's the case, I'm not trying to put myself into a situation of tumah. One could argue that a colored item is also kosher for bedikas. Right? In other words, even though you're not going to become tummy mishum kesem on it, but if you can notice the redness, so then, l'cha'ayra, it's going to be okay. There is a machlokes over here between the Chacham Ovadia Yosef on page 341 in his Sefer and the Badei HaShulchan. The Badei HaShulchan argues that even Bidi Eved, a colored item, a colored cloth, does not count as a bedika cloth. That's his cheshbon. Badei HaShulchan, page 306. 305, we'll go over to 306. He writes that in the Gemara it says, don't use black and red. But that was only Bismanehem when they were not Matame all reds. Bismaneh knew that we are Matame all reds, so therefore it's Pshita that it's not considered Bedika with other colors. Chacham Ovadia says exactly the opposite, no? Chacham Ovadia writes that Bismaneh knew, since we're Matame all reds, so you could tell that something is red, even if it's on like a yellow garment. I understand Chacham Ovadia. I mamash do not understand what the Badei HaShulchan is saying, klal v'ikar. Right? Like, what hesber is there for this? Because we're metame all red, so therefore it's pashut that any color is not a good bedika. Again, unless it's like a metzias issue, you're talking about some type of color that maybe would distort something from being a low-grade red, that we're metame, to not being red at all, I don't think it's true in metzias. I think you can notice red is red even on almost any color. I mamish don't understand what he's saying. Okay. If you have a bedika cloth that was dirty, not white, it's dirty. So the pashtus is, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it does not count as a bedika. Shulchan Aruch writes, "Has a mamish bilava." Chacham Ovadia is going to make a bediyaved on an eid habaduk if it's a color that's not black or red bediyaved, but should be lava. Let's say I do a bedika with like a gray dirty cloth, so the Rishonim who understand that the reason why you need Pishdan, Lavan, Yashan is because it's very white, you get the impression that if it's not very white, if it's potentially dirty, it's going to be problematic. It will not count as a bedika. If you hold it, you mamish need lavan. So something that is already dirty, b'cha'ira, should not count as a bediga. That seems to be the conclusion of the poskim. If it's really dirty, it could be it's worse than a colored item. A colored item, b'cha'pachas, you know it's clean. If you have a dirty beged, so that does not count as a bediga because kenzain is a little bit of dam on it. And that little bit of dam is masked by the dirt that's on the bedika cloth. Based on this, in the Badi HaShulchan, in the back, in the Miluim, he quotes that a Chacham Echad made the following ha'ara. The Minhag HaOlam is, if you have a cloth, and there's some dirt on it, there is something that you think is red, you send it to the Rav looks at it, and the Rav says it's tahar, it's okay. And based on that, the Minhag HaOlam is, that we say, oh, it's a good Hefzik Tahara, right? It's a good Bedikas Yom Rishon, whatever it is, right? Where you say it's okay. Sometimes the Rav will say, oh, it's okay, because that thing that you see is really a thread. No? Often white cloths have like little red threads that are into it. Rabbi Willig often goes to, I don't know if he still does it, he used to go to the MTA science lab with Bedika cloths sometimes, and he would look at it with a microscope. So, oh, you see, it's a thread, right? That's, do I have the R right? I think that's what he says. But one could argue that once you have this svara, that invalidates all of our bedikos. If you hold that it has to mamish be lavan, mamish naki, if you hold that if it's dirty at all, it doesn't count. Because maybe there was dam on it, and the dirt concealed that dam. So who adin? Don't they have to be worried if there are threads? Who mehipatesi, it's a thread? Maybe it's really dam, and the thread masked it. Or if there really is a thread, that's not considered an aid naki and badak, and therefore it doesn't count. So Reb Fayevel raises this question. I think it's a starker question. Hiksha chocham echad al hanoha geitzo ko balei ha-ho-ra'a. If there's a mare, which is mare tahiris, and metahir, it counts as a hefzik tahara. How does it work? It's a strong kasha. It's mamish a strong kasha. Look over there in the miluim, the way he tries to answer the kasha, not abundantly clear. Let's go weiter.
This is pretty important issue.
Yes. Again, the Minhag HaOlam is clearly that we are makel on this. We're clearly makel on this shayla. This is Maisim B'chol Yom, no? It's Maisim B'chol Yom.
The mass-produced bedikah cloths, they have these red threads in them before they're used.
Again?
Mass-produced
bedikah
cloths.
Sometimes they have red threads, yeah. Why that is? Because in the factory, you got something that's red. I don't know. What?
This seems like a terrible idea, that these red strings in the bedikah cloths.
It's a terrible idea. I'm just telling you that it happens. I'm not saying it's a good idea, right? Just saying that it really happens. Now, the Mishonim have different reasons why you need a old white linen thing. Why that's an old linen thing. So Rashi says because it makes it lighter. Other Mishonim say because it makes it softer. The Sidrei Tahara writes, if it's because it makes it softer, so it's just a din in the convenience of the woman. And if the woman decides, listen, I'm willing to accept the pain, so that's okay. She can use a hishdan item that is not yet cleansed. That's what some of the poskim say. That's the cheshbin of the Sidrei Tahara. The Lechem Simla, however, argues that no, if it's really hard and scratchy, so then it doesn't even work b'diyeved as a bedikah cloth because of the concern that that maybe she won't do a thorough bedikah b'chorin of stakim. That's already an interesting point, no? The woman might not do a bedikah that's thorough because she's worried that she'll scratch herself. So the Lechem Simla tainas, it won't work well. According to the Lechem Simla, chornus da'akin is mamish ma'ake given b'diyeved.
That's not 1,000,000% pashat. In the Sitrei Tahara, he argues that Chornus Dakin can't be ma'akeh b'di'evid. A besuwa does bedikos before the wedding, no? She was a full-fledged Janita for years. She does bedikos before the wedding. It's not shayach to really get Chornus Dakin if you're a besuwa. It's not shayach to get anokim shashamish dosh. See, not shayach. So some of the Achrayim say, oh, it is shayach if you know how to position yourself properly. Well, that's called hatoya in the Gemara. It's something that Shmuel mastered the art of hatoya, but right, we're not choshish for Shmuel, the Shmuel lo shchicha, to be able to do a bedika and to get chor in the stachim when the besulim are in place, really, really difficult. It's avodah kasha shiva mikdash. So the pashtus is like the Sitrei Tahara writes that chor in the stachim is not ma'akev. The Lechem B'Simla, who says that Bidi Eved using a scratchy Bidika cloth is a problem because you might not do a good job, he's assumed that Chayren Ustaken is Ma'akev. The Pashtus in the Gemara is like the Lechem B'Simla. The Gemara says that Shalbeis Munbaz, right, would do their Bidikos with old linen things. And because he did with old linen things, that means that the rabbi said, good job, dudes, right? You're doing it right. That means it's not that it's ma'akev. This is the Sitrei Tahara's raya. Shibchuhu chachamim means just that we're saying, okay, chevra, you're doing a good job. There is a discussion in the Sefer Sharei Dura about a woman who does bedika with a finger. If she does not put a cloth on her finger, bichlal, but she just uses the straight finger to do the bedika. So Sefer Sharei Dura writes, Harei hi nida gemura. And that is quoted in the Sitrei Tahara Oschaf Beis. If a woman does a bedika without a bedika cloth, just with her finger, it does not help at all. Aber dafmin fregin farvos. Why does it not help at all, even b'di'evad, if you use your finger? So there are three explanations that I am aware of. The Ba'adei HaShulchan, the Tzi'unim, references these, but he doesn't really get into the lumbus. One reason he gives is because the finger is not really white. Gentlemen, look at your fingers. What color is your finger? Is your finger white? Yours for sure not, right? What color are your fingers? So my fingers have like a reddish tint, no? Am I right? My finger has a reddish tint. Ken Zayin is considered Edoim. Ken Zayin, that you're not Yotze Bidi Eved with a finger because it's like red. Wow. Edom was Shachar. No? Does anyone, if someone's an albino, they might have mamish white fingers, no? But most of us, I mean, look at your fingers, there's always red in my fingertips. So it could be that the reason for the Sharei Dura, why the finger is no good, is because it is reddish. Another possible reason why it's no good. Again, in the Sharei Dura writes, it's no good, even b'ti Eved, she's a nida gemucha. Second reason the Sharei Dura is because the dam is not mistabe kiyofa. The idea of a bedika is that you insert the cloth, you rotate, and the blood gets stuck on the cloth, so you take it out, you see the blood. If you have something that the dam is not mistabe to, there's a discussion in the modern day poskim about using tissues as a bedika. Right? Let's say you're stuck in the middle of nowhere. You can use a tissue as a bedika. So it might depend on the type of tissue. Again, I'm not convinced that it mamish will help. If you know that you need full-fledged white, so then no tissue is full-fledged white, no? They're all like grayish or the like. Take a look at tissues next time. By the way, I like plant ideas into your head, no? You're going to be looking carefully at your tissues, right? So here's the thing. So So a tissue can use it as a bidika. So some say it depends if the dab is misdabek yofa to the tissue. Some of the tissues are like waxy. Paper might be waxy. The dab won't be misdabek. If it's not like waxy paper, so then the dab will be misdabek. I thought, just one second, that someone once asked me, can they do bidikas with baby wipes? Again, you're traveling. You don't have bidika cloths. What do you use? So the woman asked, can you do bidikas with baby wipes? What would you say, Chevra? Not misdabek yafet. Doesn't count. Even bidiyevet, it's no good. Right? Just like the Sha'arei Dura, according to explanation two, is saying that it's not good because, what's it called? It's not good because it's not misdabek yafet. The cha'ora, a baby wipe, is also not misdabek yafet. Yes, sir.
But if that's the case, we discussed, I think yesterday or 2 days ago, if a woman has a difficult time doing a bidika, she put KY jelly inside and then do a bidika.
Yeah.
But that would also really make it, it wouldn't be good.
That's why the Svarim say that you can put the KY jelly inside and you have to leave it there for a certain amount of time so that it's somewhat dry and then the dam will be misdabik. It's really not pashut. I thought it might depend if it's like a water-based jelly or an oil-based jelly.
What about wetting the bidika cloth?
The Maharsham writes, you can wet the bidika cloth, then you have to squeeze it out. So it's just somewhat moist. And in that case, it will be misdabek yafeh. Right? If it's mamish soaking wet, it won't be misdabek yafeh. Again, baby wipes. This is the shaila about using baby wipes on Shabbos. Do you assume that like you're squeezing the water out or not? If you weren't in my share for Shabbos, or you both left, one of the guys were in my share for Shabbos. Reb Asher Weiss says Mako using baby wipes. Reb Shechter was Mako. Reb Moshe seems to be Mako. The Minika Olam is to be Machmer and the baby wipes. That's like a other conversation. So there are a few reasons why the finger should not be used as a bidika. Either fingers are red, or dam is not mistabek yafeh, or because the finger is not nifnas al-chor nustakin. That's what some of the achrayim say. Davar zeh mamash lo hibanti. What do you mean that the finger is not nifnas al-chor nustakin? Sure it is, no? What? What? Right, why is it different than bidika cloth? So the assumption is that, are you there, bidika cloth, you have just a little bit more traction a little more traction, and you're able to go and get the chorna stuck in. But I mamish don't understand that svara. That's right, I don't understand. If you look in the Bani HaShulchan in the Tziunim, he quotes that svara as well. So what do you do if you're traveling and you don't have bidika cloths? So the Itza HaYerutza L'Dover Zeh is you take a man's undershirt, a clean one, preferably you buy a new one. They're made out of cotton. Cotton is soft. You cut it up. Okay, you have to, like sometimes we have to, sacrifice. You cut up the undershirt and you use it as a bidika cloth.
Why do you have to cut it up?
You have to cut it up because if it's really big, it's also not going to get to the chor nustakin. And the reason why the post can give like a measurement of 3 to 4 inches or 7 to 8 centimeters, which you point out is not a machloikas, they give that measurement because that way you could be on your finger and you'll be able to rotate it. If I try to take like a whole shirt, right, it won't work well. That's the basic spot. What is considered chor nustakin? If you look in the Shevet HaLevi, he puts out the chor nustakin means rotating and getting all those crevices. It doesn't mean that you have to go deep into the hole. In Hilchos Pesach, we have that lashon of bedika b'chor nustakin. So there it means what? You go into all the holes, but it also means, let's say I have like a deep hole, I have to go all the way. Says the Shevet HaLevi, it doesn't mean try to go so deep. If you try to go and you end up touching the cervix, we spoke about this once already, right, you're going to end up causing unnecessary bleeding, or you'll end up with dirty bidika cloths. We spoke about how the color of a maka tends to be pinker. So we don't recommend that you go so deep. I just want to talk about one other thing
very briefly, and that is what it says in Shulchan Aruch, Seif Yud. I mean, in Sif Tessa, it's like Yisha Shemar Ben Livdog, Yabei Sem Mishupachas. So that's the beginning of the second Perek. Bizmanenu, we assume, Fakert, not to do unnecessary bedikos because of the concern that women will hurt themselves, etc. Shim and Nekiyim have to be consecutive. If you see them, you're soiser. Frek the Achroinim. What do you mean if you see them, you're soiser? L'chayr, if you see them, you have to count Shim and Nekiyim because of that dam. Right? We paskin. Chumid Reb Zeyre. So why do I mean this whole razzle-dazzle Torah of it's soiser? Forget Stira. I have to keep another Shim and Nekiyim because I see them. So the Shach and the Taz have a machlokes over here, which is somewhat relevant. I think if you read the Shach Os Yud Beis and the Taz Os Gimel, you read them slowly, you see as follows. The Shach holds that it's always soser. Meaning, even after you complete seven nekiyim, Zuk the Shach, the Shiv nekiyim have to be somach v'tzevila. And therefore, you're not going to say Chumad Reb Zera. It's merely going to be Stira. It's the same thing. The Taz, however, in Nice Gimel says that no, there's a difference between Stira and Chumra Direb Zera. The Taz is a little complicated. He says that if a woman is Tahira, Lechatkhila, she doesn't need Bedikos. If a woman is Temeya, Lechatkhila, she does need Bedikos. His discussion is after the Shiva Nekiyim, is she considered Tahora or Temeya? That's where the Taz and Os Gimel learns it. And the question is whether Lechatkhila you should do Bedikos. And the Pashtus in the Taz is that Lechatkhila you don't need Bedikos. The Chavis Das in Os Hey has a different beer in the Taz. But basically, the Pashtus in the Taz is that after Shiv and Nekim, you don't need Bedikos. This comes up all the time, no? A woman who Me'ezah Sibashahi doesn't go to the mikvah like she's supposed to, should go to the mikvah a night or two later for whatever the reason. Should you continue to wear white and do bedikos? Wearing white, the pashtus is a tzakim of bedika also, because the Lashon, Reb Kiva Eger points this out, the Lashon of all the Rishonim is that you should be bodek l'chatchila atzma v'chaluta. You check your shirt, you check yourself. Wearing white is a tzakim of bedika. Grand. Do you have to do bedikos all the time until you go to the mikvah? You count it shiv in the key, but your husband's not home. So you're going to go to the mikvah 2 or 3 days later, no? Whenever it's more convenient, your husband's not home. Like, why go out at a time it's inconvenient? Wait till it's convenient. Okay, great. Do you have to continue to do bedikas? So according to the Shach, l'chay, what you do? According to the Shach, you need bedikas all the way until shivanik, all the way until you go to the mikvah. According to the Taz, you don't. Rav Shefter once pointed out that this is two opinions in the Taisus on Daf Lamed Vav. Rav Shefter in his Sefer Be'ikvei Hatzon on page 183 points out that in his opinion, this is a machlokes between the Levush and the Mishnah Lamelach. If you look in the Piskei Tshuva earlier in Simen Kuf Tzadi Ois Mem Gimel in the Piskei Tshuva. So the case over there is that a woman could be told a kesem on somebody who is more likely to have dam. You told a kesem on a woman, let's say, who had dam basulam. You told the kesem on a woman who has dam tohar. What about you be told a kesem on the woman who already had shibin that came that elapsed, but not yet went to the mikvah? So that seems to be a machlokes between the Mishnah Lamelech and the Levush. And it's also machlokes in the Shach and the Taz, like we see over here. Gentlemen, it's Chanukah. Have a great day. Chanukah party coming up now. Zayin Gevinst.